Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On this incredible, tremendous Thursday, October 19. Wow. Okay, our Do Not Fear scripture for the day is Luke 12, verse 7. And it says, indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows.
I love it.
God is good to us. So today, we are going to be
talking about be attractive, not an attraction.
Okay, yeah.
Have you ever heard the expression, clothes make the man? Sounds to me like an English tailor coined the phrase. Another phrase does have an English origin, but I can't prove it came from a tailor. According to most of the sources I Googled, the phrase means that what you wear determines who you are, who you think you are, and who others think you are. The assumption is that when you see a person who's well-dressed, it is a reflection of their professionalism and character. That may have been true in the heyday, but not in this day.
There you go.
I can assure you that a woman with a Versace dress, a Louis Vuitton purse, Jimmy Choo shoes, and a Christoph hairstyle is not necessarily a person of character.
And a lot of those name brands have gone by the wayside now.
Truthfully, they're more apt to be a character instead of having one. You can be dressed to the nines, but if what you say when you open your mouth doesn't impress, it doesn't really matter how you're dressed. Don't get me wrong, I do believe in dressing for success. But what I wear doesn't determine who I am. There are times when what you wear will get you in the door. It'll take who you are to keep you there. 1975, John T. Malloy wrote a powerful little book entitled Dress for Success. One phrase in that book has stayed with me through the years. He said, dress for the job you want, not the one you've got. There's a difference in dressing for success by busting through your credit limit on designer clothes and accessories. I know ministry leaders who will never be seen wearing anything other than an Armani suit. Now, if that floats your boat, have win in the sales, but that's not for me. I'm not condemning those who choose designer wardrobes as long as they can pay for them. If you purchase and parade around and knock off designer clothes and accessories, the only thing that's fake isn't your wardrobe. Are you ready for a good laugh? Mark Twain once said, clothes make the man. Naked people have little or no influence on society.
He had a lot of good phrases.
He did. The inner beauty of our character is more important than the outward appearance. 1 Peter 3:3-4. New Living Translation. Don't be concerned with outward beauty of fancy hairstyles, expensive jewelry, beautiful clothes. You should clothe yourselves instead with the beauty that comes from within, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is so precious to God. Some have used this verse to condemn women for doing things to improve their outward appearance. That's not the intent nor the heart of the verse. This scripture is about priorities, not judgments.
That's right. You know, our first priority should be the inward beauty, the manifestation of a full fruit of the Spirit in all of our lives. In Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, Classic Amplified, it says, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the work which his presence within us accomplishes, is love, joy, meaning gladness, peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, kindness, goodness, benevolence, faithfulness, meekness, humility, self-control, self-restraint, continence. Against such there is no law that can bring a charge. Just even zeroing in on all of those will take you a lifetime to fulfill, probably. Manifesting this type of fruit in our lives will produce the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. which is so precious to God, as it says in the scripture. God is more concerned about what he sees inside. He's the one who, well, we'll just say it this way anyway, than what he's seeing on the outside. And he says so in 1 Samuel 16:7. 1 Samuel 16:7, Classic Amplified. But the Lord said to Samuel, look not on his appearance or at the height of his stature, for I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. We need to remember that.
Yes, we do.
Sadly, we often form an opinion of someone long before they ever open their mouths. You know, years ago when we had a staff, our mentors, you know, ministry, we would frequently use staffing companies to screen potential employees. They had a kind of little code that that you could kind of take to the bank. It was interesting the way they worded stuff. And they'd been taught, of course, exactly what to say. If the company told us that they had a female applicant with a great personality, then we knew she wasn't really good to look at, but translated, you know, actually not very attractive at all. If the company said the applicant dressed nicely, we knew that she was probably overweight. So, you know, first impressions are often based on appearance. But we have actually seen some gorgeous women who were on the inside, not very good looking in their heart of hearts. One of the best employees we ever hired was what we call vertically challenged, meaning that she was a little too short for all the weight she was carrying, but she was incredibly efficient and a great gal. Truth be told, you know, we don't necessarily fit.
I don't.
You don't.
I don't fit the profile. I'm follically challenged, meaning bald. You know, I'm in my 70s and vertically challenged as well.
But not as much as you used to
be. Not as much as I used to be. But I'll tell you this, an employer would be a fool not to hire either one of us. Of course, you're gorgeous inside and out.
Well.
If they need the skills, they need to look at what I do.
And often, you know, that's exactly right. The older, I have a great friend we went to high school together. You know, she's older, but she knows her stuff. And that's the thing about it is, if you know your stuff, that's what they should be looking for.
That's it.
Because there are a lot of young people who get stuck with jobs and they don't know how to do them. Anyway, but you know what? They're young and they can pay them less.
Yeah.
Anyway, truthfully, the attractive person may distract other people anyway, even through jealousy. The point is, the scripture says, keep your priorities right. God first. Second, don't look on the outward appearance to make a decision. Check their heart. And the scripture is also teaching that we need to judge the fruit so much. We're not judges. Judge a fruit based on what they do instead of maybe how they look. 1 Timothy 2:9-10. 2:9-10 says, also I desire that women should adorn themselves modestly and appropriately and sensibly, in seemingly peril, not with elaborate hair arrangements of gold or pearls or expensive clothes, even the Bible shows us these things, but by doing good deeds in themselves good and for the good and advantage of those contacted by them, as befits women who profess reverential fear for and devotion to God.
You know, Paul's not telling women to ignore jewelry, makeup, or flattering hairstyles. But once again, we read where the scripture is stressing priorities. My philosophy about makeup is simple. If the barn needs painting, paint it.
Amen.
Here's the bottom line. Someone said, be attractive, but not an attraction. Truthfully, women wearing no makeup can make them more of an attraction than some people who are wearing some. Sometime back, I did a teaching entitled 7 Ways to Make a Good First Impression. On that particular call, I shared the story about a young woman that we interviewed, and you'll remember.
Yep, also back for our mentor.
Yeah. This young woman scored the highest score we'd ever recorded.
Ever.
On a type and intend key test. It was off the charts, with no errors. The young woman was efficient and very attractive, but we didn't hire her. The reason was simple. She was wearing a miniskirt. And honey, as you remember, we talked about this. I knew the other women in that department. They saw an attractive woman marrying a miniskirt, she'd never be given a chance to survive. The first and fresh impression created by a dress would minimize her effectiveness. I felt bad about the decision, and you remember when that night we talked about it, and we called a young woman back in and explained our decision. We agreed to allow her to come for a second interview. She was dressed much differently. This woman became one of the most efficient employees we've ever had. Today, she's a close family friend who often counsels women on how they should look when seeking employment. By the way, she loves God with all her heart. However, the way she dressed almost cost her the job. Yeah, I thought we were through teaching this, but we feel impressed to offer a few more rich thoughts. Your priorities are wrong if you use tithes and offerings to buy clothes. Your tithe and offering money should never be hanging in your closet. Clothes may influence some people, but they definitely won't make the man or the woman that's inside of you make you what you...
any different from who you are.
That's exactly right. Think on these things. Hallelujah.
That's it.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.